This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that yoga has become a unifying force, bringing together people across cultures and backgrounds. He said it is gladdening to see the youth participating in yoga sessions with such zeal and dedication. In a social media post yesterday, the Prime Minister said the 10th International Yoga Day was celebrated with a great scale across the world. He thanked for the collective efforts of individuals, communities and organizations for participating in yoga. Meghalaya Governor Phagu Chauhan led the International Yoga Day celebrations held at Raj Bhavan in Shillong. The program was organized by the NCC Directorate Northeastern Region and Group Headquarters Shillong on the theme Yoga for Self and Society, which emphasizes yoga's impact on personal well-being and community health. The governor, along with the principal secretary to the governor, Harish Chandra Chaudhary, additional director, NCC Northeastern Region, Major General Gagandeep, 700 cadets of the NCC, officers and staff of Raj Bhavan performed the asanas under the guidance of experienced yoga instructor Brahmachari Prem Swaroop from the Art of Living. Nagaland joined the rest of the world and observed the 10th International Day of Yoga. Various programs were organized at various locations by the different state departments, NGOs and Assam Rifles. In Kohima, the Department of Youth Resources and Sports, in collaboration with the National Ayush Mission and the Directorate of Health and Family Welfare, organized a yoga session at IG Stadium. In Manipur, International Yoga Day was celebrated at Raj Bhavan in Imphal. It was led by Governor Sushri Anusuya Uiki. She participated in yoga asana with officers, staff and security personnel at Raj Bhavan. Yoga Day events were also organized at different places in the state. In Arunachal Pradesh, various yoga training sessions and awareness programs were organized on the occasion of Yoga Day. In Itanagar, the State Legislative Assembly also organized a yoga session. Department of Health and Welfare, in association with Vihagam Yog, organized another yoga awareness session at Hornbill Futsal Ground in Itanagar City. Sikkim celebrated International Day of Yoga. The state-level event was held at Paljor Stadium of the state capital Gangtok with State Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya as chief guest. Speaking on the occasion, the Governor Acharya emphasized the significance of yoga in promoting the stability of both body and the mind. In Tawang, the International Day of Yoga was observed at Gwalwa Tiangsiang Gyatso High Altitude Stadium in collaboration with the Indian Army. The Indian Army also organized yoga sessions for students and the public at the Jang Sub Division in the district. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday inaugurated the Malankona Police Outpost in West Khasi Hills. Delivering the inaugural address, Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma said that safety and security of the people of the state is of utmost priority of the government. Sangma also said that in other critical locations across the state, similar police setups would be put in place to ensure protection of the citizens. Further, the Chief Minister also said that having the outpost in an area that is close to the border with Assam will instill in the people of the area a sense of security and prevent untoward incidents. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh said that India has made it clear in the meeting of United Nations Human Rights Council held recently that increased influx of people from Myanmar into India's northeastern states and the challenge of the transnational crimes such as drug and human trafficking continue to remain an area of grave concern. While replying to the questions from media persons during the celebrations of International Yoga Day held at Imphal yesterday, the Chief Minister said that the government of India is taking the conflict in Manipur seriously and trying to resolve the conflict as soon as possible. Indian Documentary Producers Association Award for Best Student Film at MIFF 2024 has been awarded to Chansi Chau, Expectation, a film directed by Ms. Elva Chisa C.H. Sangma and Sri Dipankar Das. The film is produced by Dr. Bhupen Hazarika Regional Government Film and TV Institute. Maharashtra Minister for Cultural Affairs Sri Sudhir Munran Tiwar, President IDPA, Shri Sanskar Desai, Festival Director and Joint Secretary, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Shri Prithul Kumar, and actor Shekhar Suman presented the award. The award carries a trophy and prize money of rupees 1 lakh. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong Station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.